Fuck it.
Close
we'll
enough.
Figured.
It's fine. I actually heard one of the dumbest things. Like, just one of those just kind of transcendentally stupid statements from a person that you tangentially know.
It had to be a libertarian.
You know what, Jesse? Fuck. You're right. But,
is it Dan?
No.
Is Boston
no,
Dan?
It's no one you guys know.
Okay.
But anyway, this fella, so I was talking with this other fella, this friend of mine that I know, really cool guy, actually. He was a very interesting guy, very politically astute. And we were discussing, because he'd recently come from abroad. He'd come from studying in Spain. And
yeah,
so,
I came in abroad.
And so Ian and I are talking like, you know, oh, hey, did you see on BBC that there was like the Catalonian like independence vote? Like there's a referendum in Catalonia on independence. That's incredible. And this fella, we'll call him Steve, overheard us. And Steve says, yes, sir, that's... Sounds like it's all political.
Yes! You dumb piece of shit. You stupid motherfucker.
You are correct.
Yeah, it's political. What else would it be? Artistic?
Yeah, no, we decided to form a...
Actually, I mean, granted, okay.
We decided
I
to
guess,
form a new
you know what, at the intersection of art and politics,
production.
Yes, I guess it could also be artistic. But for the most part, political. Pretty much definitional.
I actually had a conversation with a British person recently with that about I was trying to talk about the Brexit because I figured I was like he's from England so maybe he knows a little more and like I was just so what's going on with that Brexit and he just looks at me and goes that Theresa May fucking hag.
Yeah, that sounds like a Brit.
Yeah,
I was watching a Tupac and Biggie documentary. It was interesting watching it because you see like the two different personalities that they have, like, but Biggie he puts himself out as a gangster. But everybody goes like, man, that guy was just some fat fucking little chubby kid that liked to rhyme. Like his mom was like,
yeah, no, he was a cool.
He was
dude,
like, he was,
I think
she was like, he never starved. She was this close from being like, he as fat as he was, he never fucking starved. And like, and like, but then you had like Tupac, who was like, he was like a nice. He started off as like a nice dude, and then everybody around him like fucked his head.
Well, yeah, he was a fucking art student. They were all nerds.
That's the thing. They're all always nerds.
They're all theater nerds.
Well, that's what happens when you meet Suge Knight.
Oh man, guys, how great would it have been to have played D&D with Tupac?
I would. You know who would be interesting to play with? John Wilkes Booth. He was an actor.
He would have fucking flipped the fuck... Every time a campaign went against his wishes, he'd just, like, flip the fucking table.
Oh my god, you're right.
He's a states' right advocate from the South.
Oh god, he'd insist on that he was chaotic good.
No, he'd play one of those shitbag lawful good paladins that tries to make everyone else in the party, including the fucking rogue, play to their alignment. He'd pull a Ted
No,
Cruz.
Worse, he's one of those bullshit paladins of freedom, and he is an asshole who tries to get everyone to play to their alliance.
That sounds like something like Alex Jones says in one of his fucking 20 meltdowns. God damn, I'm a paladin of freedom, and you're all trying to silence me!
Oh my god, you're right!
I can wear heavy armor, and as you can tell, I have to.
You hear me? I'm a paladin of freedom, and I will not be silenced by you.
By you death clerics.
I'm immune to silence
robes.
From this ring I'm wearing.
I can't wait till they fucking throw that motherfucker in jail.
Yes. Yes.
Who's Alex Jones? Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. He's gonna suicide by cop.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, he's gonna charge a line of guards like armed with sausage.
I think that's too non-extreme for Alex Jones. I think he's gonna do something a lot more radical, like fucking jumping off of a plane strapped with bombs strapped attached to him or some shit.
It's a bomb strapped to a plane strapped to another bomb. It's called a bomb plane bomb. And you can get it along with my energy supplements at Infowars.com. I don't know. I think he would suicide by cop too, though. Just like, he just rips his shirt off like, come on and hit me. I'm naturally bulletproof now. I took my supplement. Alex Jones died today.
At the age of 43.
Testing a bulletproof vest
by calling cops to his house.
Alex Jones is right about one thing, though, and that's that aliens walk among us. I mean, not aliens, like here, among us, Earth. But, you know, like, in general, there's aliens. Frogs. Like, there's gotta be.
Did we get back to Earth yet?
I'm gonna put this out there. Aliens exist.
Did they start?
I don't know if they visited Earth. In fact, I rather much doubt it, but aliens exist.
I'm just gonna
put
this out there. Aliens Exist is a legit Blink-182 song.
It's a good song.
It's true. It's on Enemy really? Of the State. It's like the third or fourth track.
Yep.
Did they storm Area 51 yet?
They may have by the time this airs. But rest in peace. Y'all were the real ones.
No, hang on. Like, if that actually happens, and like, even if people are all arrested, even if they are in fact all arrested, but like, no matter what happens, it's like, okay, at this point, hey guys, they literally can't arrest all of us. So hey, we could just go to DC. We could take a weekend and go to DC and just be like, hey, come out,
but,
come out, Neville.
But Dylan.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Are you sure? I mean, it is a little bit.
I'm over here like, they're storming the wrong aliens. Like, you got fucking detention centers fucking full of immigrants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but listen. Like, all right, listen. I have something to say to that. And it might not be very, it might not be very PC to say this. But if you're storming any kind of government detention center, you're going to want to leave with the thing or person that can levitate you and your bicycle with their mind, because the government will be fucking chasing you.
That's
and as much as
true.
I don't believe in concentration camps, I don't think the children there are going to pull E.T. shit while you're running. So I'm going to 51.
Well, no, here's the thing. If you storm one government, like, facility, that's like, okay, that's heroic. If you storm, like, several government facilities, okay, now you're inviting yourself up to retribution. If you storm all the government facilities, now that's the solution.
It's just the fucking Bundy Ranch shit with aliens.
Jesse, please. Immigrants.
No, I mean actual space aliens.
They could always just, like, do it Bastille like style. Just make a big giant hole in the wall. Let them all just run out.
Yep.
It is very true. Although, unfortunately, I don't want to bring anybody down, but apparently the Bastille did not actually contain all that many political prisoners at that point. But still, yeah, we have a whole day about just tearing shit up. We should get back to that. Before we get real far into this, we need to edit this heavily. But before we get real far afield with revolutionary talk here...
All right, someone's microphone's really fucking loud again.
Yeah.
Is it me?
Stop shaking your microphone inside a plastic solo cup, please.
Those are illegal on campus.
Are they?
Actually, yes. In the first year of our tenure at Ramapo College of New Jersey, at least Rob in my first year, I guess John's second, they tried to ban red solo cups because they were drinking paraphernalia.
I would have banned red solo cups over that fucking shitty ass red solo cup song.
What about blue ones? Were blue ones?
Is that the
blue ones? Blue ones are the real ones.
I don't know. And here's the thing: the campus convenience store sold red solo cups. They
did. Is that the one where they played the beer pong out of?
Yup.
Or
they're just red cups.
Beer golf. I don't know.
Beer golf.
All
golf is beer golf.
That stupid fucking game where they throw the
beer pong.
Every time I go to a party, everybody's fucking playing that. I'm like, this game is just fucking dumb. Just fucking drink the beer.
Beer pong's fun, man.
Yeah, you don't even fucking win a goldfish at the end of it. What the fuck?
Now, a drinking game like Stump, that's a good drinking game. Although it's not a drinking game in that, like, you don't, like, it's not a drinking
Stump
game in
the game you have with a hammer and a nail?
So, yeah, that game. It's not a drinking game, but it is a game you play while drinking.
We should be like Last Podcast on the Left and start a shitty political sideshow, and we'll call it Ted Kennedy's Drinking Game. My favorite Ted Kennedy story is this. He gave a press conference right before Apollo 11 lifted off, where he was talking shit on the moon program. You know, his dead brother's legacy, saying, oh, maybe we should start diverting funds from NASA and give it to poor people. You know, how about diverting funds away from the fucking murderous Vietnam War? But anyway, and so, yeah, he got caught talking major shit on NASA. So NASA had, like, a private meeting with him to try and extend an olive branch, and they were basically just like, could you like pause talking shit on us until at least Apollo 11 gets back? And he was just like, his attitude basically was, I'm not that interested in space because my voters don't care about it anymore, and I'm trying to get elected president in 2 years. And you know what happened? The fucking weak Apollo 11 touchdown, he fucking killed an intern drunk driving. So fuck Ted Kennedy. He will never be president. Mostly because he's dead, but...
yeah, that is unfortunately a bar. Attorney General, but...
What if they threatened him with Neil Armstrong? Like, he's just sitting there with a fucking lead pipe. Looking menacingly, like, I'm about to show you why they call me Armstrong.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
If you want to talk about another thing about aliens, I just saw that. I was trying to watch the Bob Lazar documentary.
Bob Lazar.
And I was like,
Bob Lazar.
I'm a charge in my Bob.
It's really hard to watch Stone because you're so focused on all the other bullshit around what they're talking about. Like, I was at the start.
What,
I'm
the
like,
EDM music video that happens throughout the whole damn thing?
At the beginning. The beginning part.
What's the name of that fucking director? That guy sucks.
The beginning part, you had fucking... Alan Smithy. You had some dude texting like, ROTFL, the feds are shut.
There was a rafflecopter in there?
LOL, the feds are
yeah. Oh my god.
It's funny because it's true.
That's a really bad look.
LOL, feds here.
BRB, Fed.
I don't know if this was because I was stoned or the guy who looked like George Lucas, and I'm not sure what he was talking about, but he had like, I don't know if he had reverb in his voice or if I was just baked and like his voice was just reverbing.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with yes.
But like I was like, did they add the reverb to his voice or does he live in a house that just has like, did he just set up his house so he naturally has echo.
It is, wait, okay. Just why is this always a gift to us? Every time this happens, it always rewards us beautifully. Dan, the name of the director of that shitty Bob Lazar documentary is Jeremy Kenyon Lockyer Corbell. And he's from...
Oh my god, he can't be serious. Gregory Taylor Edward.
And he's from Los Angeles.
Corbin
you just true named the chav.
I'm sorry.
Somewhere in like Arcadia, the chat.
Jesse,
just
send
reached.
That to me. I have to use that in something.
Jeremy Kenyon Lockyer Corbell, and he ain't even British. He's from fucking L.A.
You know he's got that like.
Oh, excuse me. Are you of the Santa Monica Lockyer Corbell?
Exactly.
Oh my god, and
Jeremy
Kenyon
Lockyer Corbell.
Oh, he looks god. Exactly like the asshole you think.
That's
Jeremy
just Conor
Kenyon
McGregor
Lockyer
in a
Corbell,
hat.
Corbell, Smith, Smythe, Reginald Jones on Blackstone, Will Gloucestershire, Smith, Smythe,
Patang,
wait, he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He is just fucking Conor McGregor.
I'm not going to look up what this person looks like, but I'm going to just shot in the dark here. Lots of turtlenecks and blazer combos.
You're not far off.
Fucking all right, his previous documentaries include a fucking documentary on, and no disrespect to Native Americans, but fucking skinwalkers, which don't exist.
It says on for the skinwalker. That's what it's called, apparently.
Fucking Nano Man, which is about fucking nanophysicist fucking metamaterial shit. Yeah, and then
they're trying to make the fucking active camo for Metal Gear.
Oh, that would revolutionize everything. Remember in that one point in Ghost in the Shell where the guy was like, thermoptic camouflage, and then it wasn't really all that important to the story?
Why does everyone talk like that in fucking English anime dubs? Like, I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and
look,
get a
voice
burrito.
Acting is hard.
Also, there's like three people who did voice acting for
anime.
You also
got to think they kind of have to match it up to the length that the person is speaking Japanese. And Japanese,
yeah, and
is
like
very
Japanese is very
language, so they
kind of
got to stretch it a little bit.
It's not even it's not the pacing so much as. And not the cadence, but the tone.
It's a lot of things.
It's always villainous. It's always like, I'm going to go take a shit.
No, I'm honestly actually kind of with Jesse on this. There is something just kind of...
I mean, no, Jesse's not wrong.
There is something kind of just innately...
Can I have that in fucking writing, please?
Jesse has ruined a lot of childhood favorites for me as far as musical... people.
What?
Like, when you... Because, like, a lot of the times you told... Like, remember that time you told me... what's his name? David Bowie was a pet, or the guy.
Yeah,
or Led Zeppelin. I don't think the I think the most devastating to me was when you told me Wu-Tang was like fucking the Burger King of rappers. That
yeah, white people love it because it's accessible.
I was so,
yeah, but it's super good. Like yeah, look, Wu-Tang I'm a white fucking rules. I love Wu-Tang. Don't get me
there's
wrong.
There's nothing wrong with Wu-Tang at all. Wu-Tang is the fucking shit. But they immensely appeal to average white people because of how good the fucking music is, and two, they all hang out in like fucking horror movies and shit.
I think they were in fucking. And it's like their avenue is like okay, horror movies and fucking kung fu movies, and it's like oh holy shit.
Yeah, that's black the whitest white nerd people, shit ever.
Well, black people and white people tend to agree. It seems like oh man, kung fu movies.
I'm
fucking
gonna tell you right now, yeah. Kung fu movies are probably the blackest and most minority watched thing ever. Cause like
and also yeah, yeah DBZ black people well, real quick DBZ.
Let me put this out there DBZ. Real quick because let me put this out here real quick before we get back to the introduction. Speaking yes. of fucking white people loving horror movies and kung fu movies, I am not going to spoil the ending of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Charles Manson movie from Quentin Tarantino, but I will say this: if you're wondering how Quentin Tarantino is going to handle this, picture this. It's 1993 or whatever. Everyone's getting ready to go see Schindler's List, right? Steven Spielberg's magnum opus about one man who tried to make a difference during the Holocaust. Easily a horrifying film. Everyone could tell this is going to be bad from the trailer. The night it premieres, you go and sit down in the theater. This movie comes on and you're treated to 3 hours of the worst imagery of the Holocaust imaginable. And then at the very end, Indiana Jones swoops in and shoots all the Nazis and steals a gold amulet and flies away with the Jews.
Oh, hey.
That has been Quentin Tarantino's policy towards established history for at least 3 movies.
Accurate. I like that.
And that's all I'm going
to
say.
Quentin Tarantino's complete absurdity and to just completely just go off the walls. But the one thing I'm kind of troubled with watching this movie is that I don't think I'm ready to see a hot Dakota Fanning. Because she's in that movie. She's like 25, I think, in this already.
No, because she was in The Runaways like 10 years ago as an adult. Hold on, she's got to be our age.
Hang on, I gotta piss. You guys work this out. I'll be right back.
I didn't see that, but the last thing I saw Dakota Fanning in was a movie when she was a child. So
she
like,
is 25 years old, so you're fine.
Yeah. So like, it's almost like that thing with Carmen from the whatchamacallit, the Spy Kids thing.
Yeah.
It's like you saw her.
Oh, yeah. That one was, you know what? I honestly think, like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have really shady conspiracy theories about how, like, child stars are injected with hormones so they stay looking like children as long as possible because Hollywood is run by pedophiles. And I'm not trying to say Pizzagate is real, but Google the first 10 child stars from the 90s and early 2000s you can think of and tell me they all don't have the same motherfucker. Fucking face as 30 and 40 year olds.
After all this Epstein and fucking Weinstein shit, I'm pretty.
Yeah, no, it's 100% real. Yeah. Remember that dude on fucking your page, Dan, who was like, now I'm not trying to give Clinton the benefit of the doubt, but it appears he was only on a couple flights to Pedophile Island. And I was just like, even one is bad, first off. But then I was just like, and then I just sent him the flight manifest, which is now public because of the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, the criminal indictment. And he, Slick Willie, flew on that guy's plane 27 times, and you know who he flew there with? Kevin Spacey. So that's not a good sign that he wasn't raping kids.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but I assume it's Epstein or Trump.
I'll just say this: they probably didn't put Pedophile Island on the brochure.
I don't know, dude. These people are sick like that. Like, if you believe Pizzagate, they put a child porn, child pornography iconography on the pizza sign.
If you believe something that is demonstrably false, yeah.
Thanks. But you know who the other person, by the way, aside from a fucking convicted pedophile sex trafficker, someone who may go to jail for the same fucking thing and was also an American Beauty, fucking the only president who actually got caught fucking people, and Chris Tucker. And I don't know why is there no national conversation about
wait,
why was Chris Tucker on this fucking plane?
Wait,
even if it was Jackie Chan. Is it the Chris Tucker or just because Chris Tucker also sounds like a pretty waspy fucking name?
Mm-hmm. I'm
if the actor Chris Tucker did not exist, what does Chris Tucker look like?
How fucking weird would it be if it was Bill Clinton, famous president, Jeffrey Epstein, famous billionaire, pedophile. Kevin Spacey, one of the most highly regarded actors of their time, and then a random dude named Chris Tucker. And it's just like, how you doing? Chris Tucker. Yeah, no, I'm in accounting. Chris Tucker, no, how are you?
Another billionaire.
I know you thought it was the Rush Hour Chris Tucker, but it's actually the pedophile Chris Tucker.
Or it could be like a security guard.
The distinct.
Or a fixer of some sort. Who is Chris Tucker?
I'm okay not
that's the title of this. That's the title of this episode. Who is Chris?
Who is Chris Tucker?
Oh dear God!
But we have to edit all this out. And
anyway,
never fucking address.
Jesus Christ, that was the biggest fucking derailment ever. Oh, but it was funny God. Shit. Okay, so.